It is the People's Show. Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah, and Randeep Janda here, and we now welcome into the show special advisor to the GM with the Vancouver Canucks, Henrik Sedin. Congrats on the new title, Henrik.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for making the time today. I know there's a lot to discuss about new roles, but how are you feeling about Sweden at the Euros?
Very, very good. I mean, that doesn't even matter about how the game ends up today, and they're still moving on. So it's they've been playing well, except for maybe the first game against Spain, where they were badly outplayed, but managed to get a point. So it's I think they're a dark horse.
Well, you know, maybe there's another magical run, like the 94 World Cup run in Sweden here.
I mean, 94, I was 14 at the time, and I mean, that's people still talk about it. It's I just remember it was a very nice summer, sunny every day, warm, and to be able to watch every game and how well they did, that's it was a great summer.
Okay, Henrik, you're a super fan, obviously, but how do you organize a press conference for the exact same time that the team is playing? How did that happen?
That's. I think they wanted to check how invested we are in this new job to miss the game for this. But we actually had the game on behind the cameras at the press conference, so that's why you see our eyes moving up and down a little bit.
Analyzing the match as the news conference is going on. That's incredible. Well, Sweden will be off to the knockout phases, and we'll see how they do from there. Henrik Sedin joining us here on the People's Show. I think you know, one of the big questions I've had, because we've had you on in the past, Henrik, and you've talked about wanting to get back into the game and from a hockey operations perspective. But why now with this new role?
Well, I think it's been 3 years now. We've been out of the game. And we've always talked about wanting to come back and help, and because we care about this team and we played it for a long time. So, and we've been very interested in how to build a team and what goes into to building a winning team, and the puzzle, like how to lay the puzzle, and that's it was good timing, and we got this opportunity, and we just wanted to find a role that where we felt we could do a good job, and also not just coming in as a PR move. That was very, very important to us.
Well, it's clearly not a PR move, because anytime you put yourselves in a position to do something new, getting into an executive position, you guys have legacies in Vancouver. You played over 1,000 games here. You have your numbers hanging from the rafters. And to some degree, when you take on a role like this, you put that legacy, not the playing legacy on the line, but it's a new challenge. You mentioned how you talked to Trevor, you talked to some other guys, and how hard it was at times to kind of navigate that. How difficult was it to kind of make a decision based on, you know, the pressure of doing this and knowing that it is a big challenge?
Well, if we care about pressure or legacy, it would be easy for us to not step in. But we've talked before about, like, and there's a playing legacy, and there's the stuff you leave behind. But we're rookies at this job. I mean, there's no one can say that we come in and we should be doing a better job or we should be doing this. That's we want to come in and learn and be a part of things, and we'll see where things end up. But just to be part about a team again, and working with the players, the coaches, being in Abbotsford, and just being around and try to help out where we can. It's something we look forward to.
Well, Henrik, you talked about this obviously not being a PR move, but how do you respond to the idea that this move is about optics, and, you know, after what's been a pretty difficult season for this team?
Yeah, well, there's no response. I mean, people, yeah, like, that's the same as when we played. Like, people can say what they want, and there's nothing we can do about it. We have to come in and do the best we can, and I mean, we know why we stepped in, and that's all that matters. If people want to talk to on the outside, or and that's a message, I think, to the players as well. And when you play in a Canadian market, there's going to be people are going to say what they think, and people are going to have input on your game. There's going to be stuff in the social media. There's going to be fans talking to you, or media saying one thing. But you have to trust in what you're doing and how you think you performed. And that's all that matters.
You mentioned in the news conference that you're going to be rookies, you and Daniel, and trying to learn as much as you can on the fly here. But what part of this new role really excites you the most? Is it something from a management business perspective? Is it the scouting part of it? What excites you the most?
I think it is. Well, I know it is. To build a team, a winning team, and what you need on that team, and also when you put the team together to work with them, and how to create the culture, and how to deal with the pressure in the Canadian market, and how to make that work. Because I think that's overlooked sometimes, especially up here in Canada, where the pressure is different from a U.S. market. It's because you get, like I said, you as a player, you get input from and feedback from a lot of different areas, and it's tough sometimes to deal with that, and knowing what you need to do to win as a team, and not just be happy if you go from a game and you scored a goal or two, because you know that the media is gonna build you up, or fans are gonna build you up, and social media is gonna go crazy. It's more things than that go into to create a winning team in the long run, and that's something I think we have a lot of experience in.
Well, yeah, because you saw what it was like to be on a good team in this cap world where everybody decided to maybe take a little bit less. But the reason everybody kind of agreed to be there is because you guys knew you had a chance to win. You saw the ambition from the organization. You fully believe that, okay, we're all doing this together to win a championship. How do you come about bringing that about now with this new group, that you guys create something that wants guys to stay, that makes guys want to stay, makes guys perhaps take a little bit less to win here? Like, what has to happen for that to occur over the next little while?
Oh, like I said, we're new in this role, but I truly believe that it's about working together. It's from the top. It's from the owner down, and it ends up in the dressing room where they feel that we're all on the same page, and we're doing this together. And in the end, it comes down to your top players doing the right things day in and day out to create the culture that needs to be here. And from there, you start building, and you start winning, and you start holding each other accountable. And as a player, you feel that I got to do these things, and these things are expected of me. And because otherwise, if your top guys are not doing it, or they see that people further up in the organization is not doing the right things, then it's tough to create that. And so that's going to be exciting to come in as new guys and learn and see what goes on, and just day by day see what happens.
Henrik, you've referenced culture a few times. You ran a locker room as the captain of the team, but there are many leaders on your team. How important is the diversity of thought, or having multiple voices, not only on a team, but within an organization in the executive spot as well?
I think it's super important. Like, and we talked about it today in the press conference as well. You want to have as many voices as possible, and you're not going to agree on everything, but you have to get that input from different people and good people, and that's and from there you make the decisions, and the decisions are going to be made by the guys that are in the spot, but they need input from different people, and that's in the dressing room as well. I was proud to be a captain for sure, but it's sometimes being a captain is a little bit overstated and the importance, because we had tons of guys that could step in and give feedback and input, and the biggest thing for us when we played and were on successful teams is it was run by the dressing room. I knew that if I had a bad practice or a game where I turned the puck over so we lost the game, I was going to hear it from guys, and that's the culture that you need to create.
Do you feel like you and Daniel will, help bring a presence to the locker room just being around the organization again?
That's tough to say, but I believe that if you can be around and watch practice and give guys feedback and also down in Abbotsford to have them feel that they're a big part of this franchise up here as well, it might help. But it's going to be exciting for us to see how and follow these young guys and help them get to the next level. I think that's something we look forward to.
You know, you talk about going to that next level. And one of the things I remember you mentioned to us when you were on with us a couple of months ago was a lack of confidence comes from a lack of preparation. That type of mindset, like excuses and stuff, like you guys were never a part of excuses. When it comes to dealing with players individually, not to say you're going to go in there and tell them how to behave, but you know, how important is that going to be? The fact that you guys can, like Jim mentioned, you guys can talk to Pettersson, you can talk to Hoglander, you can talk to some of the other young guys and kind of be mentors in that way and kind of create that accountability by talking about the things that you viewed as being prepared. And yeah, people think they work really hard sometimes, but do they really realize what it takes to be great?
No, and that's, like you said, we talked about that a couple of months ago, and that was always part of our culture too when we were here. That we knew if we came into training camp not fully prepared, like what are the other guys gonna talk about when they walk away from that training camp? You're gonna be like, those guys are our highest paid players and they're coming in like this. That's unacceptable. Why should we buy into the team system if they come in and they're not prepared? So we had Kevin Bechstein, Ryan Kessler, Yannick Hansen, Alex Heller. They came in and they wanted to beat us every training camp, and we made sure Kevin was third every training camp. So that was our biggest goal. But it's a little thing maybe, but in the end that's it's a big thing. It ends up being a big thing, and that comes back to your training habits, your the way you play the game, the way you're around when you're in the dressing room. How do you come in every day? Like, do you come in sour because you lost the game, or do you come in upbeat and you want to be better? And that's it is small things, but it's to create the culture, it's a big thing.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by newly appointed special advisor to the Canucks GM, Jim Benning, Henrik Sedin. Henrik, you talked about, you know, learning different facets of the business, but early on here, you know, what kind of voice will you have at the table? Do you have the autonomy to make recommendations right off the bat?
Like I said, I think you need a lot of different voices. You need a lot of different inputs. In the end, this decisions that are being made are of course being made, but the guys that are there to make the decisions. But we're gonna say what we think but like I said, in the end, we're not in a position to make any decisions. So that's, but it's going to be fun to be around, sit in meetings, sit with pro scouts and talk about players, amateur scouts, about the young guys, and just learn that part of the business.
Henrik Sedin, our guest, you sound pretty energized. Like you sound fired up for this role and excited to be back here.
No, we are super excited. I mean, that's why we're stepping in, and I just feel that there's a lot of things that I think we can help, from being around the players, and it's going to be fun to talk to coaches about like little things about what we see and just learn and come in every day and be in meetings and talk about players. I mean, this is something we're excited about this team, and we want to come back and help. So it's, of course, you feel a little bit, and especially with the way things have been going here too, you want to try to come back and help.
Oh, well, and what a nice day for this to happen. On the day Sweden wins the group in the Euro, you are announced as a special advisor alongside Daniel. So, I mean, how great is that? I mean, you guys get announced today, and Sweden finds a way to beat Poland and wins the group. Number one.
Oh, they won Poland. They beat them.
They did.
Oh, yes.
Claesson scored. It was an incredible goal in added time. Like, I was screaming and yelling. I had to mute my microphone for a minute.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Thanks so much for this, Henrik. Congrats, and it's time to get to work, but also enjoy Sweden the rest of the way.
All we will, for sure. Thank you, guys.